This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There are a deluge of scientific polls out yesterday and today showing that the majority of American voters agree with Donald Trump saying bar more Muslims coming into the country as migrants, as immigrants, both legal or illegal, or as refugees, until they've fixed the visa program and actually check the passports. So what is the Republican establishment and others going to do? Now, Rand Paul has come out with a piece basically supporting Trump, which I think is a good change, pointing out that it's Obama that should be stepping down, that it's Obama that's not qualified to be president, and certainly isn't the person who qualifies who can be president. We got a bunch of big guests today, but first, a report from John Baum.
Obama and company would have us all believe that gun ownership must be heavily regulated. These comments stem from a fabricated culture of fear to be believed by our Big Daddy government. Sorry, kids. It turns out Big Daddy is a compulsive liar. As gun sales have gone up, gun violence has gone down. Well, unless you're counting Big Daddy's gun-free zones. Mother Jones Magazine did their best to attempt to point out that gun violence victims were increasing. Problem is, that data was gathered exclusively from gun-free zones. According to the Washington Post, in 1993, there were 7 homicides by firearm for every 100,000 Americans. According to a Pew Research Center analysis of data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, by 2013, that figure had fallen by nearly half to 3.6, a total of 11,208 firearm homicides. The number of victims of crimes involving guns that did not result in death, such as robberies, declined even more precipitously, from 725 per 100,000 people in 1993 to 175 in 2013. In 2008, the Supreme Court ruled in District of Columbia versus Heller that individual firearm possession is constitutionally protected, especially when it comes to self-defense. And as the gun crime victims' numbers decreased, American gun ownership began to skyrocket. President Obama's rhetoric and life-threatening policies have served to sell over 100 million guns since he took office. I guess some things do happen overnight.
It's not going to happen overnight.
Change cannot happen overnight, and the changes we seek won't always happen overnight. The economic challenges that we face weren't created overnight. They're not going to be solved overnight.
A crisis this deep didn't happen overnight.
Nothing worth doing happens overnight.
We should not expect change to happen overnight.
I don't think it's going to happen overnight.
Regardless, the totalitarian left continues to threaten our Second Amendment rights.
What these latest incidents in Colorado and now California raises two questions. One, are we mature enough as a country to look in the mirror and say we have a gun problem? You know, a 12-step program starts with you got to acknowledge you have a problem. Are we mature enough to acknowledge that?
A treasonous shadow government shows their illegal hand by the very policies they set forth. Case in point, Obama begged from the Oval Office to administer an unconstitutional no-fly list while opening the floodgates for potential terrorists to enter the United States. As of 2013, the no-fly list included 47,000 people, up from 16 people after George W. Bush created it. American residents and U.S. veterans have routinely been put on the list by mistake.
To begin with, Congress should act to make sure no one on a no-fly list is able to buy a gun.
Today, the ACLU was in a federal court arguing that people on the list cannot access the full evidence against them, receive a hearing, or cross-examine witnesses against them. Analysts are saying that the ACLU may actually win this thing. According to the rights granted by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they already have. The lunacy behind the no-fly list should have put the Bush administration under the jail years ago. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
ladies and gentlemen, there is a big Pew Research document out that the middle class is being destroyed at a record level, but that doesn't matter. They want to ban the word lynch.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were. Yeah.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let's shoot. Claire.
Bang, bang.
Hey, I need to get the rats, I got a wounded girl, we didn't take the rest of mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. Turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964 to do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played on people's side. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Now
United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It's Alex Jones Live is the 19-year-old name of the syndicated radio broadcast. Been on air 21 years, basically, but 19 years syndicated. But that's because stations like you to call it the Alex Jones Show so that people could fill out their little Arbitron booklets and people knew what show they were listening to. But as the media has evolved, really, this is just InfoWars Live. This is the big live four-hour radio/TV broadcast that is reaching more than 20 million people a week now worldwide, and it's bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than Jakari Jackson or Darren McBreen or Rob Dew or Leanne McAdoo or all the other great reporters and crew like David Knight and countless others. It's about you, the viewers, you, the listeners, and the photos you send us, the articles you send us, the tips you send us, the feedback you give us, and the friends and family and neighbors and colleagues and random strangers that you tell about the broadcast. You are the resistance. That's why we have so many contests, at least 10 a year, and I want to have more. We've done two the last week with quick turnarounds and announced the winners, where we showcase people out there that are listeners and their own analysis of the president's draconian anti-gun, anti-due process speech Sunday, illustrating the power of the people. And the two winning videos, the winner and the runner-up, were as good as anything I could say. They were as good as anything my crew would do. It was excellent. Then we had another contest about the attack on Christmas, the war on Christmas. It was a two-day turnaround. Hundreds of great submissions that we were able to put out on Facebook and Twitter, reaching millions of people. One of the memes alone reached like 300,000 people on Facebook. We could see the numbers. And that's you taking action. And it's about illustrating that you are important. You are the fount, the baseline of the resistance. And that change does come from the grassroots up, and that we are not AstroTurf. We are humans that want to be free. We are Christians. We are agnostics. We are Northerners. We are Southerners. There are Muslims. There are Jews. You name it. And I do know atheists out there that don't like the New World Order and don't want to be slaves as well. And look, we all have differences, but at the end of the day, we're not criminals. We don't want to feed on innocent people. We don't want to live under an unelected worldwide tyranny that they tried to deny they were setting up for decades. Now that it's here, they don't deny it. They say you will be assimilated, submit. Well, I'm not submitting. I'm not laying down in the dirt. I'm taking action. But last week when we had Donald Trump on, we have one of his chief advisors on for an hour and a half today, Roger Stone, his former campaign head of his exploratory committee 4 years ago and then earlier this year. He'll be joining us for an hour and a half to get into not just Donald Trump, but where the whole country and the world's going. And he's run major U.S. operations in third world countries and other nations to try to get pro-U.S., pro-constitutional, pro-free market people elected. So he knows what he's talking about when he gets into elections. We're going to be really going over all of this and different strategies, not just to get Donald Trump in or another constitutionalist patriot type, but to win at the state level, you name it, and where he sees the trends going for this country. But last week, you know, Jakari Jackson said, well, congratulations getting Donald Trump on. You know, that's really good for you. And I said, no, Jakari, congratulations to you and to everybody else in the InfoWars operation and to the listeners and everyone, because Donald Trump isn't God. He's not the end-all, be-all. He makes mistakes, but he is a true maverick. The point is that a Matt Drudge would travel here to see us when he doesn't give anybody else interviews. When a Donald Trump comes on this show, knowing full well that it would be controversial and they would attack him for it, what does it signify in so many other issues? That the mainstream media isn't the mainstream media anymore. They are the dead dinosaur, fossilized Decepticon media, and the only answer is thumbing our nose at them. The only answer is treating them with disdain and announcing them by the ancient name of enemy. Enemy. See how you like that? We're not going to respond by being intimidated by you, by groveling to you. So many of these politicians don't get it. They don't understand it. This is about a revolution of not being cowed, of standing up, of being informed, and getting in the globalist faces. Because we've gotten in this position by behaving like servile sheep. You know, they twist the Bible so much. The entire Bible is people standing up against tyrants, defeating them, or being killed in the process. Tortured, you name it. But then to Christ we are to be as sheep. To God we are to be as sheep, not waging war against God and God's plan. But we are to resist until the end and wage war against the world's plan. Well, they've turned that around. These churches, they go, be like little sheepies, and the Lord wants you to do whatever the government says or whatever a bully says, because that's what the Lord said. Oh, the Lord beat the money changers in the temple who had been saying they wanted to kill him with a cat or nine tail, basically, a multi-ended whip, and overturned tables, and basically, you can read the three Gospels, beat a bunch of people up. He went on a rampage and beat up about 25 people. Is that very lamb-like? No, he was illustrating this is the enemy. Not the prostitutes, not even the tax collectors, not the corrupt Roman police. The problem was those claiming they represented God sitting in front of the temple, making people go buy a special coin for about, depending on the era, 10 times what it was worth to pay for a sacrifice. They wouldn't let them pay with general coin. They made them buy a special rare coin. And it was basically money manipulation. And so Christ came in and overturned the tables and beat them with a whip and basically kicked them physically, boom, kicking them out, ran them out. Some accounts are he beat up more like 50 plus people. I mean, it was a large group of men, the money changers, that he beat up. Jesus Christ beat them up, all of them. And that's how we're supposed to be Christ-like, right? See, Christ knew when to hold them, knew when to fold them, knew when to walk away, knew when to run, and knew when to not run when it was time for him to make the ultimate sacrifice. And his flesh didn't want to do it in the garden, did it? He said, please take this bitter cup away. Envisioning all the beating, the torturing he was going to go through over the next couple days. But then his spirit stood him right back up. Spirit of the Father, and he walked out to do his duty. And it's the spirit animating flesh that is going to save this planet. It's not going to be the world. It's not going to be super science. Those are all great gifts God's given us with our minds. It's going to be the spirit. I don't mean to go off into preaching today. When I come back, I promise I'm going to control myself. And I'm going to go over all of the huge, and I say huge, I've got to get to this economic news, I've got to get to the military news, I've got to get to the internet censorship news. But obviously first, because it's a free speech issue, it's a major political issue, it's a war between old media and new media issue. But the attempted political assassination of Donald Trump and the legions of cowards on the left and the right lining up to beat their chest. And look at the man in the arena, the gladiator, outnumbered 10 to 1, defeating the enemy, and to say, that's the bad man. Oh, we're better than him. He's a bigot. But you notice the American people in major polls agree with him. So we're going to break it all down straight ahead on the other side of this break. You're listening and watching The Alex Jones Show. It is The InfoWar, live and worldwide.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Ooh, Lord, I travel so high.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Coming up at the bottom of the second hour, we're going to have a presidential advisor to 9 administrations, Roger Stone, joining us via video Skype. Pretty much Trump's top advisor, one of his top advisors. Will be joining us to talk all things Planet Trump and election 2016. And then in a couple weeks, he's going to be in studio with us again. Really impressive that he's been able to get on Discovery Channel, History Channel, Bill Maher, CNN, Fox News, you name it, basically laying out what Trump really wants to do. And so he'll give us the long-form inside baseball interview coming up in about an hour and 5 minutes from now. Also, we're going to get some guests on the next few weeks, professors and others, going over the fact that gun crime is continuing to plunge since 1992. Now it's over 60%. I've been corrected, not 50+. The only thing that's up is gun-free zone, victim disarmament zones. And that's up, depending on which number you look at, 25% or more in the last decade because they advertise, you know, crazies go do this. Just like when they advertise death by cop, where you go pull a gun on a cop, and people then go do it right after that happens. The more you cover it, the more it happens. That's why Trump's come out and said, don't give these terrorists attention, don't call them heroes. You know, don't have the media make it sexy. That's what contributes. Well, back in the 70s, we had real terror in this country with leftists blowing stuff up on almost a weekly basis. And the way they went away was to stop giving them attention and to stop negotiating with them and to stop giving them ransoms like they did in the 60s. It ended in a few years. So that's some of what's coming up. But they are really spinning this big time. And we've had Professor Lott and others on saying the new assault on our guns was coming, our right to self-defense, and then they would use fake statistics to do it. Bloomberg is literally already spent $500 million in the last few years on anti-gun initiatives. They're talking about spending even more on fake statistics. Jerry Falwell's Liberty University to allow guns in dorms. That is going to be a great idea. Criminals are just going to bring guns anyways. And by the way, when my dad was in high school, he used to bring a shotgun with him because he'd go hunting with friends after school. And he was in a rural school, but it was a big one. But folks will tell you, just 30 years ago in New York City, they had shooting clubs in high schools. It's not the person that brings a rifle to school that kills everybody. It's not the rifle that did it. It's that a criminal is going to bring a gun, a crazy is going to bring a gun regardless. And I know that our audience already knows this, but they can show you a limited graph. One of the rarest forms of death by gun is a mass shooting. In fact, it's the most rare. And they can show that up. But overall, guns killing people is down. Even criminals, it's down. You know why? Because they always add those to the 12,000 number every year. Suicides, you name it. Criminals aren't doing as many home invasions or carjackings nationwide because even in places like Chicago and New York and D.C., people are just packing illegally now. Law-abiding citizens realize the system's against them now. They're not going along with it. And I didn't mean to go off into guns. It's just, it's such a big deal that they're trying to deceive the public. Now, a large minority of Americans of every race, color, and creed and religion have gotten guns, have gotten the security, are using it, know the facts. The one area we're losing isn't even in the opinion for guns. That's more positive now than negative for the first time in decades. You can look that up. But with a majority of people, even though they're still pro-gun, they believe gun crime is up. They've got Pew Research, Mason-Dixon, Zogby, Fox polls, New York Times polls, L.A. Times polls. You can just type in gun crime down, public thinks it's way up. You'll get articles from the Washington Post, L.A. Times, you name it. They even admit this. And it's a triumph of ignorance. Now, I'll tell you, it backfired on them. People think there's so much killing and so much murder going on that they are running out and buying guns to then protect themselves because they think there's more crime and they want to protect themselves when there's not. So it shows how propaganda can backfire sometimes because they ask people, why'd you buy a gun? Well, because of the crime epidemic and because of the home invasion epidemic and everything. And that's because the media covers all that because if it bleeds, it leads. And so, again, it creates the perception there's all this crime and all these guns. And so folks want to have an equalizer. So they go out and they buy guns to protect themselves from the criminals. But the false beliefs are actually having a positive effect because we would have seen a crime rate explosion. We've seen an increase in some areas a little bit, but it's still overall down because the economy's in the crapper. We've got criminal immigrants, a percentage of them, pouring in from all over the world. Criminals being thrown out of their countries are running. They're all coming here from Germany to Mexico, you know, from South Africa to Japan, you name it, they're coming here. This is the happy hunting ground. But they're afraid to do violent crimes because they get their butts shot off. A lot of petty crime, snatch and grabs, that's all up, by the way.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come.
Good, the island without pain. A holiday to Valhalla. You can't make this up. It just broke at InfoWars.com. El Chapo reportedly threatens ISIS over drug trade. And I can't really read his email, his encrypted email that has been captured and now released. The leader of Mexico's deadliest drug cartel, El Chapo Guzman, reportedly threatened ISIS after its militants destroyed one of his shipments sent to the Middle East. El Chapo apparently wrote an encrypted email to ISIS leader Baghdadi, al-Baghdadi, threatening to destroy ISIS if they continue to interfere with the business of the Sinaloa cartel, according to Mexican blogger with strong ties to the cartel. You, ISIS, are not soldiers. You are nothing but lowly bleepies, the email stated. Your God cannot save you from the true terror that my men will levy at you if you continue to impact my operation. My men will destroy you. The world is not yours to dictate. I pity the next son of a whore that tries to interfere with the business of the Sinaloa cartel. I will have their heart and tongue torn from them, the email added. And, of course, that's El Chapo, completely connected to the CIA and all these other groups for decades. And then, of course, they turned against him and burned a bunch of his people, and they came out in court and said, we work for the CIA, and declared their national security code names, and they were all released, of course, in Chicago a few years ago. That's my problem with the drug war. It's so fake. I mean, the big banks run it, direct it. The government protects it. They bust low-level idiots that try to cut in on the trade. They even burn their own people. I mean, I'm just tired of it. And ISIS just is a ragtag group of idiots who no one has stood up to. And now that Russia is bombing the daylights out of them and they're in a few months collapsing, Turkey and others are basically attacking the Russians, and now the U.S. has been bombing Syrian military bases and directing al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, ISIS artillery. I mean, they give them tow missiles, artillery, and rocket launchers and mortars, and then they give them GPS coordinate grid systems to aim them. They don't fully control them then because they tell them, now don't, when you use the chemical weapons on Aleppo, don't video it and put it out. They don't listen. They load the big Saudi Arabian chemical weapon mortar up, you know, 70-pound mortar, launch it and scream, Allah Akbar, Allah Baghdadi, and that goes on, and then everybody goes, oh, this is your people launch the chemicals. And then al-Nusra and al-Qaeda and ISIS go on TV and go, yes, we did. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, that's how stupid they are. Is the West sends them in there twice with chemical weapons to blame Assad, and they want to be rock stars on the Internet, so they videotape themselves doing it. I mean, these really are a group of scum. They're not even good at what they do. And what does it say about us that we have turned these people loose? And their real power isn't the 200-plus thousand fighters they've got. They bring behind them their women and their children who then take over the houses and the farms of the Muslims and Christians they've kicked out. And then they just won't leave. And then they squat in the houses and try to make the Syrian army, that's very small, but under attack from Turkey and others, fight them. House to house. So it's very despicable. We'll be getting to all of that here today. I'm going to get to Donald Trump now here in just a moment. Then I'm going to open the phones up to get your take for first-time callers on this Thursday worldwide broadcast, the 10th day of December 2015, on where you think Trump's really going. Is Trump good? Is Trump bad? Do you trust him? What do you think of my views of Trump? I'll give that number out in a moment. Not yet. So I want you to comment on what I say and tell me if you agree or disagree. I'm going to have CJ, who's a really great engineer and technical guy, come in here and talk about this. And maybe tomorrow, Tim Frugier, because he's the guy that got this deal done. We go out to trade publications, because I'm no expert, and we go out and do our research, and then we check on it to try to bring people things that are truly game changers. It's like we did just sell out of the 1,000 battery packs that is a third the size of a briefcase. The container has jumper cables, all the different adapters you can imagine, and then the little charger that has all the different ports, different plug-ins, and a big flashlight on it. Normally sells for over $150. We got it. We're selling it for $119. And you notice it sold out. We had to pay for 100 of these. And now the new system is in. That's the old system that I was told is sold out as of this morning. InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply. Now, this is more heavy duty. This is the size of a larger suitcase, not a huge suitcase, but a medium-sized suitcase you'd roll through the airport. It's exactly the same with the wheels on it and everything. But it's even more sturdy. It's got the high-quality, latest-generation solar panels. We had this private labeled, so that we could offer it, and I'm not exaggerating,
for one half the leading competitor, who you hear advertising all over talk radio, one half the leading competitor, and this has more power. This is better. Hands down, or I'd be selling the other one. I have before, years ago. Things get better. Things innovate. This is the best type of solar panel, I'm told. Lasts longer, is better. CJ knows all about it. I'm going to have him explain it. The point is you can read all the specs at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply. You put this on your house. You put the battery supply and controls in your home. And you can power a ton of stuff with it. You buy three or four of these, you can run pretty good sized house on it. You can definitely run your hunting shack, your fishing cabin, your emergency camp with this. I mean, this is really the latest cutting edge. And we've got 100 of them. And the small profit we make on each one will fund this operation. So we did a lot of research. Took us years. I no exaggeration, basically cracked the whip around here for years to innovate, to get the latest cutting edge stuff that's been out for a little while, been vetted, been proven to be good. We don't just take what just comes out, but what's been out for a year or so, what's been vetted, what has the best reviews, then we go buy a bunch of them, private label it, to then go to a new low price. It's called free market capitalism. We engage in it. We don't just preach it. We literally walk by it. We don't just talk the talk. We walk the walk big time. So InfoWars Solar Base Power Station, he'll pop in for 5 minutes right before our guest joins us next hour. CJ will be in studio. They're going to bring the unit in here to show you. And then if folks like it, we're going to start supplying these to the public at the most competitive prices out there. But reliable, high quality. It will last up to 8 times longer than your typical unit. We back up all these statements at InfoWarsStore.com. Lastly, we just promote and sell what we like to use, what we think's great, what we think's innovative, what we found to be game changers at the lowest prices we can with great service. We're running through December 18th. Free shipping, as everyone knows. But the specials for today, we're having daily specials from now until Christmas. The Essentials Pack, Survival Shield, X2, Super Male or Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet, 33% off with free shipping. Huge discount, and you're supporting the InfoWar. You couldn't ask for more, in my view. It's a total win, 360 win. The Cleanse Pack, Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, Oxy Powder, 28% off retail, and I'm going to have to stop offering that very soon because the Living Defense is about to sell out, and so is Deep Cleanse. Winter Sun, Vitamin D, the highest quality, organic, concentrated, sublingual under the tongue, amazing. People get so sick during the winter, the main reason is they're not getting sun, and your body then can't produce vitamin D, folks. Most of the stuff they sell, the synthetic crap, you can't absorb at the store. Look into it. This you can. Winter Sun, Vitamin D, 350% off. Deep Cleanse, first sale ever on it, 17% off by itself. Wake Up a Friend Coffee Special, 2 bags of the highest quality, best-tasting coffee I've ever tasted that we private label out of southern Mexico, Chiapas, organic, high mountain, volcanic soil from the villagers beyond fair trade or free trade, direct trade with them, micro trade, InfoWarsStore.com and get a free InfoWars mug. And that says while supplies last. We've got more mugs, we got coffee. So there's an there's plenty of mugs. It's the coffee that's the issue. InfoWarsStore.com. And I cannot stress to you how big a deal it is when you do buy products from us. You see what we've built with your help. You see what we're doing. Our reporters all over the country, all over the world, breaking big news every couple days. Again, I use the word game changer because this is like a fumble in a sudden death overtime NFL Super Bowl game. The globalists are fumbling all the time, but used to there wasn't somebody there to point it out. The controlled globalist media would cover it up. We're there pointing out the screw-ups, pointing out when they lose possession of the ball. And quite frankly, InfoWars, other than Drudge, WorldNet Daily, and now Donald Trump and RT, I just give credit where it's due. That's why they admit NATO wants RT banned and jammed in Europe. They've already basically got it kicked off most systems here in the U.S. They told RT 2 years ago, you have Alex Jones on anymore, we will take your license. They were actually visited by Homeland Security. And by the way, I can't tell you who else was visited by Homeland Security over a TV show. You know, I've got 3 shows on History and Discovery that are airing right now where I'm basically the main host of them. They didn't pay me to do it, but I'm interviewed for like 4 hours, and I'm in 10 episodes as the main guy, of all these different shows. I even forget all the names of them. People see them. I don't really watch a lot of TV, but there was another very big popular show that I was on with somebody else, and they got visited by Homeland Security. They didn't just get attacked by Congress. They didn't just get demonized in the news. And it was over an episode I wrote. And by wrote, I mean that was the one episode out of scores I was in that I literally, 80% of it was me. What I would do, what I would show, what I would go interview. I interview this FBI guy, interview this person, go do this, go do that. And people are like, well, don't say this happened to us. People are scared. Yeah, I'd say so. I just want people to understand this isn't a game. And I know you know that, but I tell my crew that, even though they're great, sometimes I go, hey, you're in a war. You're a big deal. You're effective. You're an important person. And, Matt Drudge has told me that. He's told countless other independent bloggers and journalists, you're just as important as the New York Times. Start thinking like that. There's this illusion that even though we're gigantic and reach 20 million people a week, there's no doubt now, worldwide total number of people, I'm like three times bigger than Rush Limbaugh. In America, Rush Limbaugh is still bigger than Alex Jones. Quite frankly, I could care less. I don't ever want him to retire. I don't ever want him to have a heart attack. I want him to be on the air 30 years from now. That's more targets for them to hit. They're coming after him first. Not me, probably. Already are. Even if I disagree with some of the stuff he says, he's a lot better than Hillary Clinton. I mean, I get the fact that there aren't many people at this level that I'm at. And there's an incredible kinship, an incredible solidarity with people. I mean, I have solidarity with Glenn Beck, even though he hates me and attacks me still all the time and says stuff about me that isn't true. I still can't help but want him to succeed, want him to do great, want him to really be successful. Because we're overall fighting for the same thing, I think. Okay, enough inside baseball. It's just that if you want to fight the New World Order, spreading the word about this broadcast, buying our products is the number one terrestrial thing, temporal thing you can do. When it comes to blood and guts on the ground, boots on the ground, this is it. And believe me, I don't like being in that position. It is bracing. I wouldn't say frightening, but it's like jumping in the cold water. I mean, it's like when you really see what's going on and then you realize you're in the middle of it, it'll get your adrenaline going real quick. And then you look at zombies around you, you think it's all funny, and you get mad at them. Because, I mean, let me tell you, tyrannical world governments get set up right now being openly announced, and it's anti-human, and it's anti-prosperity, and it wants to dominate you. Now, if you don't take that personal and get your hackles up, people always say, that dog got his hackles up. That's when their fur puffs up around their neck because they're about to get in a fight. They don't want to get their arteries torn out of their neck. When a dog does that, it means it's getting ready to fight to the death. What do you think it is when you get chills? That's when we used to have more hair on us, folks. When I talk about this, my hair actually stands up because I'm having a physical response for death battle. I realize I'm in the presence of an enemy coming for me and my family. I realize all of our history's on the line, everything. And I can look at Donald Trump and see that he gets chills as well now when he talks about this stuff. Is he perfect? Is he worldly? Is he arrogant? Certainly. But we've been taught to hate men. We've been taught to hate confidence. We've been taught it's a bad thing because they don't want that in a trait in men. They don't want leaders. They don't want bravado, machismo, any type of macho attitude. They just want people ready to roll over in a ditch and die. And I'm not going to be part of that. I'm not giving up on humanity. I'm not giving up on my children. I'm not giving up on you. And I watched Kareem Abdul-Jabbar say that Trump helps ISIS and, quote, Trump is the ISIS candidate and Trump is horrible and Trump is racist and Trump is this and Trump is that. When Obama's run an operation to kill upwards of 300,000 Libyans, Syrians, and Egyptians, trying to put al-Qaeda and other groups in charge, and is bombing these innocent people right now, and is bringing in radical Muslims to demonize Muslims in general in a larger plan down the road for a clash of civilizations, and Donald Trump saying, bomb the oil, stop ISIS, Turkey's involved, he's actually trying to do something. He's saying, don't let megabanks be tax-exempt. The Republicans and Democrats won't call for that. None of them. I started really looking at what Trump's doing other than his red meat rhetoric for the public. He's actually lining up policies that the establishment doesn't like. And that's why they're coming after Donald Trump. And then I see Rick Ross, not the real CIA drug dealer Rick Ross that's a listener of the show who I want to get on and get his response to next week, but the fake jail guard that was never a real hardened thug like he likes to act like, who likes to get up and prep kids to act like thugs to be put in the big prison complex that he used to work in. They admit at MTV, I talked to folks that were there in the 90s, that they were going to prep gangster rap to get all the young people into a thug culture to prep you for prison, for your future life, your future job. And that's what Rick Ross is, a fake guy with no record who used to sit over black people all day in slave pits. And then he gets up with his fake name, Rick Ross. Oh, you're so hard. Stealing somebody's identity and then saying you want to kill Donald Trump. And I guarantee he got authorizations from the highest levels of the Justice Department to do that. He said, I'm going to kill him. I want him dead. And all these thousands of tweets saying, I'm serious. I'm going to kill Donald Trump. And all this crap. Nobody getting in trouble. And to watch all these cowards line up, and Lindsey Graham and all of them, all getting on the bandwagon because they're followers. They're followers. They're followers. They're not leaders. So you got to admire Trump because he doesn't care what people think about him. He is a leader. And in a world of cowards, a man is something special, isn't it?
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Second hour is about 6 minutes away. I really shouldn't have Johnny Cash songs like this as intro music.
Ira Hayes.
Because then I have trouble turning it off.
Ira Hayes.
Call him Drunken Ira Hayes.
Call him Drunken Ira Hayes. He will answer any more. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen.
Gather around me, people.
We've added a fourth hour.
I would tell.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. now.
Brave young Indian.
Leanne McAdoo will be hosting, and she'll have a lot of breaking news, analysis, and info that she's in there working on right now. So, we have a new Pew study out, middle class declining, no longer a majority, and it's the smallest it's been in, really, U.S. history. And I could go over all that, the full story, the graphs, the reports, the numbers. It's a Breitbart story. It's up on Infowars.com. You can go see that for yourself. But, see, that's not the news. The news is Donald Trump said, until we fix the border, until we screen these people, we got to shut them all off because 25% in national polls, and new polls came out yesterday, showing higher numbers and lower numbers, 21% and 27%. The point is, 25% on average saying they support suicide bombing. There are polls today showing that, quote, the people coming out of Syria, the so-called refugees, 20-plus percent support ISIS or suicide bombing. And you know it's higher than that because you ask somebody in a poll, do you support suicide bombing? Oh, yes, I support suicide bombing. I mean, you know it's more than the 25%. And I've got an article right here dealing with it. Underneath Kareem Abdul-Jabbar saying he's helping ISIS and all the rest of this, that Donald Trump's bad. Report, foreign fighters in Iraq and Syria more than double in the last 18 months. And then it goes into the UN, NATO, and others' own admissions. That's who's coming into the country. That's why they're all military-age men. And then after a while, large portions of these guys are former fighters. They decide after fighting a few years, they're done, and their payoff is going to Europe and raping whoever they want and getting free welfare. Literally. The London Guardian is reporting that number of foreign fighters in Iraq and Syria doubles in a year, report finds. And folks, you can believe it's probably worse than that. And then these guys are proud of themselves, so they post the photos later on Facebook and then show them in Germany or Sweden or wherever. And you talk about the pushover domesticated Europeans or Americans. I mean, unless you're dealing with some good old boy or something, they literally fall down in fear to these people. And that's what the left says. Do whatever they say. Submit to them. They'll be nice to us. They'll blow stuff up if you don't do what they say. You need to be arrested. Do not say there is any radical Islam. I will wear a burqa. Sexually mutilate me. Allah Akbar. That is the left's response. White flag, capitulation. Let's take conservative speech because you're not submitting to the jihad. And you're not letting us teach your five-year-old how to be transsexual, you bigots. Now, if you're throwing gay people off a building, ISIS, or cutting Catholic priests' heads off and eating their hearts, you'd be A-okay and sexy and cool on college campuses. But because you're not, you're a problem. And then you look at it in context. Ted Cruz is the only major Republican candidate to not run down Donald Trump now and turn against him. And then I saw something that in a secret fundraiser with rich Republicans, he said, I might be scared of Donald Trump with his finger on the trigger. Who knows if he even said that? The point is, Donald Trump is a loose cannon. That's what we need. Is he perfect? No. Do I trust him completely? No. The difference is the entire elite is against him. And they're demonizing every little thing he says, out of context, in context. He said some things I don't like. It doesn't matter. He's got them scared to death, and he's a sign of the establishment in crisis and the coming restoration of our republic. We'll be back with the second hour. I'll give the phone number out, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231.
Today.